We do operate in 17 different states, so we're not just geographically constrained to one part of the country. So back again, looking at the majority of the country, we are looking at assets between $40 million and $125 million. We are looking for cap rates and call it that 5.35 to 6 range. From a leverage perspective, we are seeking agency financing in the 55% to 65 range. Usually we are hanging out in that 55% range, as oftentimes the cap rates aren't quite there to support the leverage points that we would prefer with the higher leverage. I have said, and as many people have said this, our industry has had a cold for about the last 3 to 4 years, primarily caused by a massive supply run-up and one of the greatest run-ups of a supply pipeline, particularly in the Sun Belt, which has really caused fundamentals to be challenged, to where when you're looking at a portfolio, either 0% or 0.1% rent growth is considered a win, where everyone's fighting for every resident and every concession dollar in a particular submarket. It's often tough to have a property that does exhibit good fundamentals. So we've been dealing with that for the last 2 or 3 years. And while we approach the end of a supply cliff, that everyone's fingers crossed of seeing, hey, mid-26, early-27, you're going to see generally most of this apartment product that has been delivered be absorbed, which would lead to all owner-operators believe that we're going to have some leverage as it relates to pricing, can go back to achieving rent growth, maintaining balanced occupancies, and not participating in concession wars. It's been a very challenging environment out there for the last 2 years, but we think that, or for the last three rather, we do think that the next 2 years is going to be a return to normalcy, to where we do see supply and demand fundamentals back in balance, to where owner-operators can maybe not see the rent growth levels of 20 to 21 post-COVID, but maintain healthy rent increases, not have to give away much concessions, and maintain balance occupancy rates.